Our next speaker is George Winter. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming. It's very, very important. My name is George Winter, and I'm running for mayor of Mississauga. Sometime I would like you to go to my website, georgewinter.ca. There I have some detailed positions about what I believe makes a livable city. But let's not fool anyone. This election is about Hazel McCallion, the 32-year mayor of Mississauga. The stakes changed in this election as soon as she asked voters to, quote, give me a council that is going to take the city to greater heights. Except for the last council or two, she has had free rein to design Mississauga. The sprawl that you see is the result of her lack of vision. Shopping malls, big box stores, traffic congestion. Her opening up of developments to the entire city at one time is the single most catastrophic decision Mississauga has seen. Why did she do it? To collect developers' fees so that she could at once create the myth of being tight-fisted with tax dollars. The heads of both school boards protested that they wouldn't be able to build schools, but she pressed ahead. In my mind, part of Hazel McCallion's legacy will be those huge signs that we all saw on lots that the boards of education put, that a school board or a school may be built here, but there's no guarantee that it would be built. Most, in fact, weren't. As a Peel School Board trustee, I sat on a board that sent out a daily convoy of buses. We had 20,000 students crisscrossing the city. If your children were part of that armada, like mine were, then place the blame where it belongs on the Queen of Sprawl herself. Woo. Dr. Tom Urbaniak, in an excellent biography, explained how the city was transformed with hardly any protest whatsoever. Keep the established neighborhoods happy. They were the ones that voted, while new residents didn't. Who had the time to go to meetings? She kept the taxes low, while making new residents like you pay developers' fees folded into the purchase price of your homes. You didn't think developers were going to swallow the cost, did you? She raised the fees for parks and recreation activities because the established neighborhoods were using them less and less, while neighborhoods like yours had young families with young children. She forced the school boards to keep old schools open in established neighborhoods while busing the children of new Mississaugans far from home. Sound familiar? That's why we can't have history repeat itself. Hazel McCallion calls herself this an important election. I agree, but not for the reason that she mentioned. She doesn't need to have councillors who agree with her. It's called a democracy. Use the skills of your council. Get some new ideas. The creative sprawl needs to be defeated herself, not given the council of lapdogs. I am running to be mayor, not to witness a coronation or a dismantling of all debate. You know what is ironic? Some of the people that Mrs. McCallion wants on council are wearing buttons that say, Mississauga, one city, one voice. Isn't that what we've had for almost 32 years? George Winter's Mississauga is one city, many voices. Thank you very much.